this trade bill. And you've got a couple of Republicans who are for it, including Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Paul Ryan. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Why are you in favor of this bill?
Hey, well, hey, good morning, Brian and Amanda. The reason I'm in favor of this bill is because I want more jobs in America. I want America to lead. I want America to write the rules of the global economy with our allies instead of just walking off the playing field and allowing countries like China to take over and write the rules of the global economy. That's what happens if we do not engage on trade. That's what happens if we don't get trade agreements. And so what Trade Promotion Authority is, that's what we're considering up here right now, is just a process by which we go through to get trade agreements. And the way we're doing this process, unlike earlier versions, is we want more accountability and transparency. It's Congress telling the administration how trade agreements must be constructed. It's giving the public 60 days to view a trade agreement before it is signed and sent to Congress, and then Congress makes the final decision. So we think we have a very good process that has more public accountability and transparency. But it's important that we go out and get trade agreements because 95% of the world's consumers don't live in our country. They live in other countries. And if we want to make and grow more things in America and sell them overseas, you have to have trade agreements to do that. We're already really a generous country to other countries. Walk into, you know, Walmart, Target, wherever you go to buy things, and look in the shelves, and you'll find a lot of stuff made in other countries. Go to these other countries, and you will not find an equal amount of goods made in America. That's because we don't have good trade agreements. That's why we need trade agreements to get other countries to open their markets to our products just like we already opened to them.
As I understand it, Mr. Chairman, it makes these agreements, gives Congress more control over the agreements up front, but takes away their ability to amend them on the back end. Is that correct?
Yes, but you'll never get an agreement if you can amend it on the back end. Just imagine this. Like, we're negotiating with 11 nations right now in the Pacific, Australia, Japan, and they're not going to negotiate with 536 people. They're not going to negotiate with the president a trade agreement, and then it goes to Congress, and 535 members of Congress rewrite the agreement. You'll never get agreement if you do it that way. So what we're saying, just like what we've had in place for years, this kind of authority, is a version of this, has been in place or sought by every president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which is we consider the agreement in totality so that we can get the best agreement possible. The Japanese aren't going to give us a good trade agreement, a good offer, if they know it's just going to be undone and rewritten by Congress. And so that's why we say in the front end of the process, Congress is asserting itself, its jurisdiction. We're making sure that there's transparency so the public can see what's in it. And then we, Congress, decide whether up or down, whether we accept or disapprove the agreement.
We understand that some of the reluctance from Republicans, and we know you have to go, Mr. Chairman, is because they don't trust President Obama. How do you address that quickly?
It is because I don't trust President Obama that I am doing Trade Promotion Authority this way. It is because of my distrust and the power that they have tried to take in the executive branch that the legislative branch, through Trade Promotion Authority, is asserting its power over the executive branch.
All right, we sure appreciate it. That is Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Paul Ryan, joining us live on the KSL Newsline, arguing his reasoning for why he supports this trade deal that President Obama happens to be pushing for, and obviously stating right there as to exactly why he's doing it, even though it's...